The story is told of the 20th century spiritual writer and thinker, Thomas Merton, who, as a younger man, was not a Catholic, but at the time of his conversion, he was walking down Fifth Avenue in New York with a friend of his by the name of Robert Lax. And Robert said to Thomas Merton, he said, "Tom, what do you want to do with your life?" And because he had just become a Catholic, Thomas Merton thought, "Well, I guess I want to be a good Catholic." And Robert Lax said, "No, Tom, that's not what you want." And Thomas Merton said, "So what do I want?" And Robert Lax said, "You want to become a saint. That's what your life is for." And the more Thomas Merton thought about this, he realized, indeed, that is the reason for my life. It is to become a saint. Many centuries earlier, the sister of Thomas Aquinas asked him, "So what must I do to become a saint?" And Thomas Aquinas said, "You must will it, you must desire it, you must make this the burning passion of your life." And indeed, it is this theme that comes into focus on this fourth Sunday of Advent, this call, this invitation to see that our lives are about the goal, which is to become a saint. I love how St. Paul puts this at the end of our reading from Romans today. Romans, the greatest theological letter ever written. And here we are in chapter 1 of Romans, and Paul says to the church at Rome, and by the way, do you know how many people were in that church? About a fifth of the number that are here at Mass this morning. It was a small congregation. But he wrote this letter, and he said, "To those of you who are in Rome, you are beloved of God. And you are called to be saints." Do you hear the association? That those who know that they are loved, that they are part of God's family, recognize more deeply what it means to live our lives. It is to become saints. And so how do we do this? How do we cultivate a way of life where we put Jesus at the center? Well, Paul, at the beginning of Romans, puts it this way in verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. Did you hear repeatedly, called to be an apostle, called to be a saint? The word in Greek is the word ekkelio, to be called, from which we get the English word church, because it's the Greek word ecclesia. And so the called ones, the church, are those men and women who are discovering what it is to say in this life, "I want to be a servant of Jesus Christ. He has invited me. He has called me." A number of years ago, I was introduced to the image that's going to go up onto the screen now. And this is called the Wheel of Fortune. This is something that dates from the medieval period. And what is so instructive about this is it helps us to understand, so how do we live our lives so that we can be saints? And what you need to appreciate is that the one at the middle of the wheel is the Lord Jesus Christ. But you'll also notice, if you go to the top of the wheel, there are four characters who are living their life on the rim of the wheel. The guy at the top, he's saying the word in Latin, regno, which means I am reigning. I'm on the top. I'm number one. And then if you turn clockwise, the man who is on the side going down, he is saying these words in Latin, regnavi, which means I have reigned. The poor guy at the bottom, as the wheel is coming down to, in a sense, squash him, he's saying, "Sum sine regno, I have no power, I've got nothing." And then the guy on the left-hand side of the wheel, he's trying to get back up there, and there he's saying, regnabo, I will reign. Now, in a sense, isn't this what sports teams are always trying to do? If they get on the top and then they've been on the top for a couple of years, they begin to fall down, they've got to rebuild, but they want to get back up to the top of the wheel. And so much of life can be that as well, that somehow we think we are to live our lives on the rim of the wheel of fortune. And that life is about trying to make sure you're on the top, and if you're not on the top and you're coming down, you want to try to get back up there. Now here's the beautiful thing. In a sense, there's nothing wrong with wanting to do well in the world, in wanting to be able to succeed. But if we live our lives on the rim of the wheel, my goodness, we will get dizzy. We will lose an ability to balance our lives. And so what are the saints learning to do? They are learning to look to the one who is at the center of the wheel, the one who is unchanging, the one who is God. Now think about this with me for a couple of minutes in light of our reading from Matthew. Two names are given there. And one of the things that struck me about this is the following. The first thing that parents usually are given the privilege and the responsibility to do is to name their child. But did you notice that when it comes to our Lord, Mary and Joseph don't get to choose his name? It's chosen by God for them. And there are two names that are given today. The first is Jesus, which means he will save his people from their sins. The second is the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. And so here's the question that I want to answer by reference to the names of Jesus. How do we live our lives in the center? By meditating on the two names of Jesus. And notice the following. Every time you come into a Roman Catholic church, these two names are represented here. The cross, the name Jesus, he will save his people from their sins. The altar, where the sacrifice of the Mass continues what happened on Calvary 2,000 years ago. And then the tabernacle, where we remember the name Emmanuel, that he truly is God with us. He is the one who in his Eucharistic presence comes to live with us. And so here's the gift that we have been given by Jesus himself, that within the church, as we continue to live in the world where that merry-go-round is going around and around and around, that we are trying to learn more and more to live in the center, to remember that Jesus is the one who truly does save us from our sins, that he is Emmanuel. And here's the other way we can focus on this. By knowing those people that truly love us, those people who are truly on our side. Indeed, we hope that would be true in our nuclear families. That isn't always the case. But that's the first place where God would want us to be able to see the center that is Jesus. That amidst all of the changes that happen in our lives and in the world, we know the constancy of love that is in our family. But of course, you, the family of St. Peter's, the community of the church, is to be an extension of that love. So in the world where everything is up and down and it's crazy, to discover within the family of God this gift, that as we look to Jesus, as we see Jesus in one another, we find a grounding, we find a stability, we find a foundation. And this is something that I see so clearly in the example of Joseph. You see, Joseph was a man who understood that in the simplicity and in the anonymity that was his earthly life, that there are three things that Joseph understood. That to become a saint is to live a just life. To become a saint is to live a thoughtful life. To become a saint is to live an obedient life. And we see all three in Joseph. Our text tells us that he is just. Matthew writes, "And Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly." He's a thoughtful man. "But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife.'" And he's an obedient man. "When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took Mary as his wife." To learn to live justly is to treat our relationships with one another where we truly want to do what is right for the other, just as Joseph wanted to do what was right for Mary. To be growing as saints means that we are living thoughtfully and consciously choosing to live in the center and not on the rim of the wheel of fortune. And saints are those men and women who in turn, in learning to listen to the voice of God, are choosing to say yes to God and grow in living lives of obedience. When these attributes of justice, thoughtfulness, and obedience come together with growing consistency, then with Joseph, Paul, and Thomas Merton, we can live a life that is centered, knowing that we are loved by God and called to be saints. I want to end my homily by showing you another picture. This is a beautiful, beautiful shot of what has become one of the most dear places for me in the world. This is in the Church of the Holy Nativity in Bethlehem. And this is the very place where it's understood that our Lord Jesus Christ was born. A church has been on this site since the year 327 AD, when St. Helena, the mother of the Emperor Constantine, visited the Holy Land and established a basilica there. In the year 1717, there was an inscription, which is hard to read, but it says the following: Hec de Virgine Maria Jesus Christus natus est, which means, here Jesus Christ was born to the Virgin Mary. And notice, it's like a wheel. It's a 14-point star. In another homily, I'll explain the symbolism. If you come on Christmas Eve, I'll explain the symbolism. But at the middle, the center, as you put your hand down there, you feel the stone where the Lord Jesus Christ was born into this world. That's the center of our story. And when people are beginning and growing and making him the center of our lives, we then hear the call of the fourth Sunday of Advent. And so today the church is asking each one of you the following questions. What do you want most in your life? Make sainthood your goal, dear brothers and sisters, for this is your calling. A calling that is made clear to us because Jesus, who is God amongst us, came with us into this world so that we could be forgiven our sins and set our sights on him and his kingdom. I pray that you will have a blessed fourth Sunday of Advent and you will make your hearts ready to celebrate him who is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us.